And therefore, choosing right instead of might, choosing to be on the side of justice instead of on the side of modern capitalism with its intermingling with socialism and communism, I stand before you tonight to warn you, careless of what the future holds to me, that this relief that has failed to relieve by pounding up its taxation, by doubling its assessment upon the payrolls of the nation, by finding its way into the grocer shops where you purchase your food, this relief that lives upon a sucker's taking from the people every penny they own, is due to crumble and fall before 1 year from this April. You think you know what depression is? You people living on the WPA envelopes. WPA envelopes filled partly from the money confiscated from industry and commerce and from the envelopes of those who are working. How long can that last? It can't last forever. There's no bottomless pit to that spending. You WPA workers and those of you who are living upon the dole system, how long can it last for this Federal Reserve Bank to invent and coin and issue its own bogus money against the debts of a nation? And then when the bond market drops as it's dropping now, print more fresh $5 bills to buy in its own bonds. Oh, there's a law of compensation, and there's an accounting to be held, an accounting that shall make the depression of 1929 seem as a prosperity when it breaks upon you. What sins we have committed. When the Bill of Rights was established in England, it insisted that the spending power be held in the hands of the people. It insisted that the spending power of a nation be held in the hands of its parliament or its Congress. View the New Deal in 1933 and 34. Did it revere the Bill of Rights for which men had bled and died? Oh, no. It took the Bill of Rights as it's taking our Constitution today and tore it into shreds and handed over the spending power from the purse of the people, from the purse of Congress, to the President of the United States, one step backward, one step towards dictatorship. That may seem peculiar to you, but in doing that, Congress relinquished its own liberty and relinquished its own freedom of speech. Since that day, since the chief executive of the nation has the full spending power of billions of dollars, Congress must bend its pregnant knee before him. Congress must become a rubber stamp Congress or else be rubbed out of existence in the line of patronage. All patronage, all partyism, save us from those things. We who once loved patriotism, we who once loved democracy, we who once proudly raised our heads, favoring justice with a heel upon us, ready to spurn and crush every injustice.